It's Sierra
And Judy.
coming at you with a special episode, remote edition.
Yeah, kind of fun. Well, it's probably our first good one.
Actually really excited. We're learning. This is a year of growth. We're growing.
This is the year of FAQs.
FAQs come in clutch. So yeah, we're trying some new things. We're growing this year. So I'm, dare I say, our tagline. I love that for us. So I'm super, super jazzed about this. I feel like we
You
still need to
know,
make it into a drinking game.
so you said that, and Jazz is gonna listen and be like,
I know every time. Every time. It's great. But yeah, no, sorry, it's been like a hot minute, fam. It's like, okay, we can kind of jump into the highs and lows. I've been sick for like 2 weeks, and so like I have COVID, so here we are. We're getting through it. Life happens. We're here. So
That's your high.
I can't tell. It's like in the middle.
It's the medium for the week.
it's my medium for the week. I've been out of work for almost, I've been gone from work about 2 weeks. And then this week I got tested for the vid. And now I've joined the very exclusive club of being positive, which is funny because, you know, that's new for me. Yeah, it's been real great. You ever get COVID? I was literally just telling Judy about this. I really wish that there were levels of COVID that you could like pers subscribe to, because this is not what I would have ordered.
Yeah, like COVID A, B, and C.
Yeah, I want that COVID plus, you know, like
Oh,
that
yeah, the
prime, like
premium.
that premium COVID where like you really don't have any symptoms, but you get like 5 days off of work because, you know, life's that great. But yeah, that's yeah, not been the greatest vibe for me this week, or the last 2 weeks. So starting out 2022 real strong. Just kidding, I'm really weak right now. This is the most energy I've had like in 2 weeks. So it's been like my high and low. It's my medium. it's just what I have to go with at this point. Oh, don't mind me. I may have a fever, but we'll see. Judy, can we dive into your highs and
Yeah,
lows?
I just actually want to say that I really love how you put down your low.
I have fallen to COVID. Must heal before Giggly. Giggly is in like 2 weeks,
Oh my
less
gosh,
than 2 weeks.
it's next weekend. So not this weekend, but next weekend.
I mean, but like,
Can't
look
wait.
how amazing this timeline is. Like, I didn't get COVID before. The only hard part is, I'm a little concerned, is how long do I have to wait? Because I still have to get retested. If I get tested next week, will it be negative in time for our show?
Yeah. But you could get tested on, when are you going to get tested again? Like Tuesday?
I have honestly no idea. I have to have it, I think, 48 hours before.
Yeah, you can get another test, but I'm saying like you need to test negative before going back to work, don't you?
No, surprisingly enough.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I heard that at my work today and I was pretty unbelieved by that because someone from our work had COVID and he had it pretty serious. He ended up having to go to the hospital, but then he tested negative and he was good to come back. And I was like, okay, but like,
My work
excuse
is
me.
right. My work's like, okay, so get a doctor's note. Let us know when you can come, when they release you to come back. But we really just say 5 days and call it good. And I'm like,
Which is
How?
weird because the guidelines a couple of months ago was 14 days. Like, how does it keep changing? It's very wiggly line.
I think that at this point they
But
just want people to get over and done with it. Like they're like, we can't like baby any people who have COVID. I'm like, but do you know how many? Like let's take a poll. Let's like look at some things.
I think you would probably agree that it's a little bit more stronger than a flu, kind of knocks you out a little bit harder. But not if you don't handle the flu well. If you don't handle the flu well, that knocks you out pretty bad too.
Well, I mean, like, here's the thing. I tested last week.
Yeah, you were brutal last week.
I felt miserable last week. I was negative, but I had all the symptoms. I had a sore throat. I had upper respiratory issues. I had a headache and some chills. But I was still negative.
But you said the lady didn't put it up far enough.
I don't think she gave me the correct COVID test. That sounded wrong.
No, it sounded
She
right.
didn't do it correctly, I feel like, because it didn't feel like the COVID test that I had this week. But on, here's the thing though. Like Sunday, Monday, I felt fine. Like I was like, okay, I could go do stuff. I actually even, I think, you know, like I was totally fine. But Tuesday, my demise. That's where I had to get, and I got another COVID test on Tuesday. But I was, you know, I had a migraine, threw up, not feeling good, chills and fever kind of thing. Like, but that's what got me to be positive. I don't know. It's just so hard to tell because it's like, especially with work, it's like, how do you determine? Like, because I had symptoms last week now, and they were all negative. But I got tested this week, and it seems more like the flu type stuff, and I'm positive. I don't know. It just seems weird. It's just all over the board. They're like, well, you could be sick from A to Z. We're not 100% sure. You might be sick.
Yeah, it's really odd, the whole diagnosis and then healing process of it. It's incredibly confusing, and I'm not a fan.
Well, my family got COVID last week. So that's the weird part too. I was the one who tested negative out of my three out of my five family household members.
Maybe you just had like pre-COVID.
Maybe my body was starting to become weak because I'm so strong. And it's like trying to
Way to build yourself up there.
Thank you. You know, it's my Aquarius trait. I show no weakness. But maybe it was just like, I don't know. I have to like say, I think I have a pretty good immune system. Even when I was a kid, I would have like a temperature of like 105, just constantly burning off whatever virus I was fighting at that time. I've had a pretty good immune system, so shout out to that immune system.
Hey.
This is probably the most that I've sat up recently. I'm getting
I'm
real
really proud
tired.
of you
Thank you.
for the fans
For the peeps.
doing it for them.
Yeah, it's a great time. I'm working through it. But I'm sorry. Yeah, we got sidetracked. Oh, it's
That's
been so long
okay.
since we've talked to you guys. We've missed our people. Judy,
Yeah,
tell
it's
us.
me.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Ooh, someone just got a ticket.
My favorite thing about being at your
Yeah.
place, not
So
online.
for context, I live right next to a speed radar trap.
No,
So
you live in the middle of a speed radar
I
trap,
live in
and
the
it's the
middle. It's
best thing ever.
an elite location. But so I have a skylight, which is really lovely. And through my skylight and then my side window, if someone speeds, and usually they're playing loud music or it's a motorcycle, so like I know that it's coming, but you can see it like it's like a little lightning bolt.
Oh, it's really cool. Trust me, I wouldn't have had to house it for Judy. It's probably one of my favorite games because I'm messed up. And so, those kinds of things, like anytime Judy can be able to tell you. I love it when people get pulled over. I'm like, do they need me as backup? Especially when I see another cop pull up. I'm like, ah, shit. We all know what this means. Sucka.
Yeah, after it's pretty crazy. That ticket, the ticket stand definitely pays for itself.
Oh, I'm sure. But I like to confuse the system because Judy happens to live like right after the first tower. I still listen to loud music, but shout out to your homegirl who lives right there. I slow down and have to turn into her parking lot. It's like, I will do as I please, but I will go the speed limit. Sometimes when I'm
Man.
tired, I'll actually put it in cruise control. So I don't have to go, like, I don't have to drive at that point. My car's doing it
Oh
for me.
yeah, because cruise control above like 37 is a thing, and it's great.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, you can set it. You have a new car. So, I mean, you can set it to whatever speed that you're currently going at.
Yeah,
And then you
I'm.
can increase it. It's
There's
amazing.
so many bells and whistles. There's some buttons on the side, and I'm just like, what do you do? I don't want to touch you while I'm driving.
I really want to see the inside of your car because I mean,
Me
you have a
too.
Hyundai and that's,
Yeah.
I have a Hyundai, but I have a Santa Fe. You have a Kona.
I know. It sounds so tropical, actually.
I know we sound very fancy, except for I
Yeah.
would love to have a Kona because, you know, I love Hawaii. I'm just a boring Santa Fe from, you know, Arizona.
That's fine. Sunny and
Santa Fe?
bright.
Is Santa Fe
That's,
in
yeah.
Arizona or New
The
Mexico?
Santa Fe is in New Mexico.
Oh, damn, so bad at geography.
It's okay. It's a hard one because it
Okay.
sounds like both. Okay,
Seems
anyways,
right.
so my high was so last weekend maybe, I went to Orange Theory with my friend Olivia, who has been going to it and is like a huge fan. I'm like, all right, I mean. So I went and I didn't die, which was a phenomenal plus because it was fucking hard. Excuse my French, but it's so at the PAL location, it's a 3G workout. So it's three different rotations. So it's the rowing machine, the treadmill, and then strength training. And you do it in like 6 minute cycles on the machine that you're at for. Like 12 minutes, and then you rotate machines, and then you go. It's a whole thing. It's a whole, but there's like loud music bumping, and your coach is like yelling at you slash encouraging you.
We all know that you went there to have someone yell at you. Let's be honest.
Honestly, it's what I need in my life. As a Leo, I need someone to like put me in my place and be like, so are you gonna squat or are you just gonna stand? Like, what are you doing?
As an Aquarius, I can't give those kinds of command. I can be sarcastic, but I don't yell unless I have like road rage
Yeah, I have that too.
going on.
But it was really great. And so I ended up, they have like a special right now. And so I ended up really thinking about it and just thinking about the fact that I'm never going to get into better health and be where I want to be if I don't pay for something and it's out of my comfort zone. So.
I'm gonna let you know right now. Get COVID. You're gonna lose weight.
Get like excessive diarrhea, you'll lose weight too. I mean,
Yeah.
like,
Become allergic to dairy. Eat dairy. It's gonna change your life.
I can testify to that. Hi, I have lactate available at all times.
I did not know this about you.
Oh yeah, I'm very lactose intolerant. I don't know the last time I had real milk, I think was like 2 years ago at a family dinner at John's house. Beyond that,
There's
I
probably a
never
diary
have real
journal
milk.
entered somewhere like, Dear diary, consumed milk on this day. Regrets were made.
Yeah, but now it's branched out into eggs, which I don't understand, but here we are. So
Weird.
I know. And then my low this week was almost getting COVID. I have now had six people that have been exposed and I've been near or around. So shout out to the health gods for not giving that to me, because Sierra is stronger than me. I'm a baby when it comes to being sick. So it would not be a pleasant journey. Luckily, I live on my own, so no one else would have to endure that. But John would, because sharing is caring.
At this point, I've had COVID. At this point, I would come deep.
Oh, that would
John has
actually
not
be
had
very
COVID.
nice.
Huh?
Yeah, that would actually be very great. So,
You need to have a COVID like tree to put together, like my family, because I still live at home. That makes sense. But I now have been exposed to COVID so that, like, if you need someone to come take care of you, I got you, fam.
I'll keep that in mind.
I'm also like, not to brag, really great caretaker, just saying.
Yeah, I'll ask Mia for a glowing review.
Yes, please. That would be great. But
Okay.
yeah, it's a yeah, like I said, if you can be able to subscribe to like a certain premium of COVID, get that COVID plus. I'm on COVID. COVID B. It's not like, it's not that bad. It's not great.
Like COVID deluxe.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not like Amazon Prime or Disney Plus. It's kind of like the lower package.
No. It's like student edition of Spotify.
Yes. Okay, yeah. That's exactly what it is. That's a vibe.
Half price, half the fun.
Yeah, exactly. That's a huge vibe. I like that for us. Okay, I'm very curious, on according to your zodiac this week, can we dive?
You already cheated and looked at it, but here we are.
Well, I mean, okay, so I have questions, but I mean, it's fine. I mean, I never agree with some of my stuff anyway
You
because,
never
like,
agree with any of them, except for last week or the week before or whatever with the Disney villain. You were all about that one.
yeah, I mean, I get that. That makes sense. But when it comes to like certain things with the zodiac, because I like Pinterest and I have a whole Aquarius zodiac Pinterest thing. A lot of it I like, and some of it I'm like, yeah, no. That's
Yeah, let's
personally
get
not my
into
vibe.
Pinterest. Let's get into Pinterest a little later. Maybe like an add to cart, because I have been really inspired by Pinterest lately, and you know why. But like, let's share it with the peeps.
Yeah, I would love to share that. I think we should.
Okay. So this week, your power color, according to your zodiac sign. Let's take it away with Leo, obviously.
It wouldn't be our pod without having Leo go first. That's fine.
Not even playing anymore. Let's just take it away. Leo is orange or gold. Gold is definitely my vibe in that scenario.
Make
Leos
it
are ruled by
rose.
this right. Leos are ruled by the sun, and like the sun, are often charismatic center of their environment. But not every Leo is 100% confident 100% of the time. Hear that? Orange or gold can help them brighten their spirits on the days they feel less than their best. These colors really represent their gift to shine as their unique self and draw attention, no matter who's around. Leo can use orange or gold to inspire them out of their reluctant to take up the spot. Oh yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that. You'll allow your inner brilliance to resonate with the world around you. That might mean dressing up with a bit of gold jewelry or displaying a flashy centerpiece on your dinner table. I don't know what happened there. Showing confidence through your power color can help inspire actual confidence. So if I just spray paint myself in gold, I'll be good to go.
You could be the gold man.
Yeah.
I like that for you. I could see that though. I feel like when you have when you have your aesthetic or your vibe, like now that you have like kind of like you've determined kind of what gravitates you more, I can tell that you're a little bit more relaxed and stuff like that. And you kind of got that confidence boost.
Yeah. Rose
Yeah.
gold is really my jam, and I think that counts when I'm wearing anything rose gold or like in that. I'm way more flashy and confident.
Yeah.
I have
Yeah.
rose gold shoes. It's fine.
That's a fun vibe. I love it.
It's pretty great.
However, Aquarius, why?
Huh.
So, Aquarius, our color is blue. And this is not really my color, but we're gonna go with it. Aquarius is an imaginative air sign associated with the sky and the color blue. To take their metaphor further, the sky is not the limit for the Aquarius, and they can often spend a lot of time daydreaming in the clouds. I do this so much. Aquarius should wear blue when they desire some inspiration for their next initiative project. Use your zodiac sign's color to help push past any mental roadblocks. Creating the right kind of environment for yourself will help the ideas flow. I have to say, yeah, Aquariuses are very imaginative, and we're like very heads in the cloud,
Yeah.
sign for sure. Like we're very creative. Definitely a lot of daydreaming. Like that's definitely what I spend a lot of my time doing. I think I find myself doing that a lot. Like when I'm bored, it's like, okay, like I kind of have like my happy place, if you will. So I can totally relate, but I'm not a huge blue person.
Maybe it could be like a, I mean, and that's the thing is like it's any color blue, but yeah, you don't really vibe with blue.
No, blue is not really in my color palette. But it's fine.
It's fine. Well, usually we do one that's in the same month run, but today is the 20th, and Aquarius is January 20th through February 18th.
So Pisces would be our next one.
I guess.
We can do Pisces. I can
You want
read
to read
Pisces.
it?
Do you want? Yeah. So, Pisces for this month is going to be light green. And so, as a water sign, Pisces can be gentle and adaptable, but also powerful. Light green conjures up the underwater plants that thrive in the most variable conditions. Pisces should embrace light green when they need to root themselves in their true expression, as when attending a party where they will encounter many different types of personalities. Embrace your mutable nature while remaining steadfast in who you really are. These zodiac sign colors can really be helpful when choosing a perfect or the perfect gift for someone.
So what they're saying is that I should go out and get you a blue scarf.
It's light green.
I know, but these zodiac colors can be helpful.
Don't need a blue scarf, thank you.
I'm just saying, it's what the zodiac note says.
Well, I could get you an orange scarf if that makes you feel better.
Gold, orange or gold. Why would you do that? That's
Why would you attack me with blue?
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine. We're just gonna go through it. But yeah, I think that do we want to read one more, or do we just want to save the rest for the gram?
We'll put them on the gram.
Check out our gram. We love that for you.
Check
Cutie
it.
Pies. But yeah, that's our zodiacs. What's your color? What's your power color? And, you know, I think you should even let us know. Do you resonate with that color? I'd love to know. Because I think it is an Aquarius. I'm going to hard pass my color. But do you, boo-boo? Do you? Okay. Can we talk about what we're eating?
Sure can.
Oh my God, do you have the hiccups?
I think it might have just been one, I'm hoping. So, because I don't really feel it, you know, when you can feel it.
Oh, like one escapes and then it's like done, but you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that. Okay, so what you eating? We're going to do healthy choices. This was a really hard one for Sierra. So this is going to be really fun. I have one to contribute to.
But I think you'll also contribute to the fourth one.
Koi fusion. I mean, is it healthy?
They have kimchi. Of course it's healthy.
I guess any place that serves kimchi is healthy. Because, I mean, yeah, I guess that could be a vibe.
Yeah, so kimchi. Koi fusion is one of them.
Back in the day, when I used to work at, like, Macy's and Nordstrom at Washington Square, they had a koi fusion place there.
Yeah, in the middle.
In the middle. Yeah, in the middle section of the food court. It's my favorite place to get short rib barbecue, like the short rib burrito. Oh, I miss that place.
When I worked at 23rd and Hoyt, Starbucks, OG, it's not there anymore. Now it's like an Arc'teryx or whatever that stupid sports store is. They used to have one on the street, like their little mobile food cart. It was so freaking good.
They're a dream. I haven't been in so long, but they have one in Wilsonville. So I don't know. Maybe soon I'll get some, but I'm not really going anywhere since I'm positive. It's a fun time. okay. I got to contribute. You get to pick one.
Okay, so I put down Garden Bar, which is a Portland staple, but then there's also Evergreens, which is like a corporate version of it that's like slowly moving in. But it's like it's a salad bar. It's like build your own salad bar, so it's like the new season salad bar but elevated. It's a whole restaurant. And they just have all the best toppings. Okay, baby corn. I don't even care what anyone says. If you don't like baby corn, then get out of my life. Baby corn is just, it's where it's at.
Interesting.
Are you not a baby corn person? Oh no, we're gonna need to take this offline.
I don't.
Okay,
Judy.
Have you ever been to Mongolian Grill?
Yes, of course
you
I have.
Skip over it?
It's been a long time since I've been to Mongolian Grill, so
I was there last week and it was delicious. And
well, I don't get invited to go places.
It was a spur of the moment situation.
And well, you didn't invite me.
I'm sorry. it's okay, so I know that John doesn't listen to it, so I don't really care, but so, well, just because I don't know if he'd be offended about this, but I'm gonna say anyway. A couple months ago we were like in a rough patch and I said it first, but then he said it and I was like, all right, this isn't cool. But I told him that I felt like I only have a boyfriend on the weekends because that's the only time we saw each other. It was literally the worst. And I know it was, and now we're like obsessed with each other. It's very 180 or 360 or whatever. But yeah, so he had thought of me as like his weekend girlfriend, and I was like, this is not, I'm not about this. So we've really made it a point to spend more time together, and now it's like all of the time. Sierra's like, yeah, I know.
Thanks, John.
So
I
yes,
remember being
I was
obsessed
with
with, that's
John.
funny.
I know. I just needed to
John.
preference that before I was like, yeah, I was with John at Mongolian Grill.
John is the new Sierra. Like, let's be honest right now. Like, don't worry. When I'm gonna be like that sound from TikTok where it's like, yeah, I took some time off to rest, but it's game time, bitches. Like, that's gonna be me. Like, John, who when I come back? Okay. Sorry, John. You don't listen to the pod, i.e., you won't care or hear about this. That's fine. But John, who when I come back?
Yeah. Although, so like my favorite pod outside of this is obviously Giggly Squad. That's like our jam. But it's funny the last couple of weeks when they've been doing it like virtually because they've been in so many different places. And like you'll hear Dez in the background of Hannah's. And I'm just like, oh, he's allowed to listen to her pod? I feel so offended by it. I don't know why.
Well, Hannah is you because you share the same birthday and you both have significant others, whereas I'm no one. I'm probably the cameraman because I don't have a significant other. I'm not Paige.
Well, Paige found someone long distance and they're making it work and they have a crazy sex life when he flies in. So maybe that's going to be your vibe soon.
We actually have some things to talk about actually for the pod for some like hot goss because we actually haven't been able to talk about it, so I need to vent.
I'm very jazzed. Okay, what is another healthy choice you put down?
this is what happens when we like don't get to hang out for 2 weeks.
I
We just
know.
like
And
get sidetracked.
if we didn't have notes, we'd be lost. Our pods would be like 3 hours.
Like it almost was when we had jazz. Like
Okay,
I
that's
was.
because it's jazz. Like
Oh, we
we
have
could
so
talk to
much fun
jazz
though.
forever.
Oh,
I
seriously
know.
though.
I was really bummed that jazz sounds so far away, but for context of all of you that listened to that last episode, jazz was like back and forth on like we were all sitting on the ground, but jazz was like back and forth laughing. So I think she was like pulling herself away from the microphone because everything we said or did was so funny.
Oh my God, we were dying. But I mean, like, to be fair, three people sharing one mic, also was another thing. We have some more growing and learning that we have to do.
Yeah, so
lots of
sorry for all
money.
those episodes where you hear us be really quiet and then we just like, well, I'm not gonna say we, it's me, but like where we're quiet and then all of a sudden you hear this like hackling laughter. That's me, I apologize.
When Judy actually is the Leo and is in the forefront, and everyone else is like in the background, it's
Which is
okay.
really funny because, like, I feel like it was my decision, but you do the intro. I'm like, Sierra, do it. I
Literally,
don't like to be in the spotlight. It just
which I think.
happens.
I think it cracks me up. I think you do like it, but when you're aware of it, you don't like it. But you do like it when it happens.
I
Just a
don't
little.
know.
You're uncomfortable by it because you're not, you've got you're humble about it.
Sure. Okay, Sierra, how do we do this? What is your Healthy choice
Let's
place.
go back to our podcast. Pokemakana. I love poke so much. It reminds me of going to Hawaii. You know, it's like Judy's worst nightmare, but like, I love poke.
That's for sure.
They have, I mean, like sushi bowl places, and nothing compares. Pokemakana is amazing. They got amazing portions. You get to choose a lot of a decent amount of protein. Get a lot of food for bang for your buck, kind of, if you will. So yes, 100% obsessed. They are in Sherwood, so they're close by to me. And what's great is that I know the owner. So she, like, because I've been going since they opened, like, what, 4 or 5 years ago. So sometimes, like, at closing, like, I'll go before, like, you know, like, accidentally go before closing. And she'll be like, hey, I've got some, like, she'll give me a free boba drink. And I'm like, please and thank you. Or she'll be like, hey, I'm out of this one thing that you wanted on your thing, so I gave you free avocado. Oh, my God.
That would be my worst nightmare.
It is your worst nightmare. I don't know why, but it's amazing. but still, like, she takes good care of me. But seriously, amazing food. Amazing food. Highly recommend.
Is that Tucker in
Not
the background?
To Judy. Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. My
featuring.
Dogs. Featuring probably
the
Tally,
because
Tally's the one. Yeah, Tally's the one who barks. My dad accidentally walked into my room too, and I was like, get out. So
just, like, throw something. Bah!
Literally, I was just like, get out, shut up, get out. Oh, and he's probably gonna be like, you're miraculously healed. No, I have to do this for our fans. I'm literally dying inside, but it's fine.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny.
Sweating more than a sinner in a Catholic church right now. Yours?
The last one I put down was Veggie Grill, which is a really interesting place. It's kind of like Koba Grill, but everything is veggie. There's no meat. So, like, their chicken rabe or whatever is, like, soy-based product. It's very strange, but it's very good. It's just, like, an interesting concept because
over Cedar Hills.
There's a couple locations. But, yes, there is one over there. And
I think that I've been to that one before. It's decent.
Yeah.
I think I actually had a Santa Fe bowl from them.
It's weird if you know that it's plant-based, but it's not weird if you don't know that it's not plant-based.
Just let Jesus take the wheel.
Honestly, that is one of those restaurants where you will want to relinquish control.
Which is, yeah. It's a fun time.
Okay.
I don't think we really have that many healthy choices this week. I mean, okay, let's be real. Okay, we have other things that our heart desires. Our heart desires French fries over healthy eating.
Yes.
Just okay, so since I've been quarantined, I have things I want to talk about for our Whatcha Flicks in. So
yeah.
I'm super jealous.
I do too, and I just changed one of them because I don't care for the other one. So I'm here for it.
What did you change? I don't
even remember. You'll see it soon. Don't you worry.
Well, I saw the change. I just don't remember what it was before.
It was like Hype House.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't start it. I don't know if it's worth it. Honestly, the preview looked kind of dumb, but it was like one of those things that you might keep on in the background, so we might. We'll see.
Yeah. Or you're just, you know, you have a fever so bad that you're delirious and, you know. Or
I understand.
That's actually when you watch the Paris Hilton cooking show.
Again? You
when
did
you
it again?
No.
Oh
no.
My gosh.
when you have a fever and you're delirious and you have nothing else to live for, that's when you watch. That's only when you should watch that. The one time.
Just the one time. The one
And
time,
never
but so
again.
many episodes. I get it. Okay, tell me about this first one because obviously the things you put in brackets.
Within the, yeah. So,
Yeah.
House of Ho, it's on HBO Max.
What a great
Very
title.
similar, huh?
What a great title.
House of Ho. I know, I thought it was really funny. I was like, okay, continue. So House of Ho is very similar to like Bling Empire. Family that moved, anyway, rich, it's kind of like Crazy Rich Asians, very wealthy family, very similar to like, honestly, it's kind of like Bling Empire, but it's more like a reality TV show. Like, if that makes sense. Like,
Not really. Well, maybe.
I haven't seen like them go to like a ton of crazy events, but like they live the very crazy Asian lifestyle.
Like in
Crazy rich
Singapore?
Asian lifestyle. But they live in Houston, Texas.
Ew.
Yeah. So, but it's, I think I'm like on episode 3. Because honestly, at this point, I've been binge watching Everwood. So that's in other things. So that's been taking
Does
time
House of
over
Ho
me.
have all of the what platform is it on?
HBO Max.
Does it
It has
have
no one.
all of the episodes released already?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty good. I really like it so far. It, like I said, I think I'm on episode 3 or 4, so like not very many. So far, they do more like interviews with them, and then they like have a flight. Like, I think they're like Chinese or something like that. Like, I really don't want to like disrespect. Remember exactly, but actually, I can find out. Let me find out what they, where they're from. Yes, you can continue with another one if you want.
I put down Joe Millionaire, which sounds really stupid because it basically is, but it's literally like The Bachelor. I'm so sorry. But there's two guys on there and like 18 girls, and one of the guys is a millionaire and one of them is not. And they don't tell the girls which is which. And so they're going out on these dates and it's obviously a reality TV show. But
Yeah,
so far, it's been very
copy.
entertaining.
Interesting.
It's new, so it comes out the day after on Hulu. So there's only two episodes. The next one comes out tonight at midnight. So I'll obviously be watching that during work tomorrow.
Dude, I didn't put it down, but I'm so looking forward to Dollface, another season of that, because it's coming out February 11th.
Oh, that is very, very soon. I better
Coming
hurry
up.
up.
Have you not watched Doll? Oh, you haven't? Yeah,
I
because
think
you're
I have
newer to
two more episodes left.
it. Yeah, you have to finish it. It's so good. I
Okay, do
think
you
you
want
would
to
really like
talk?
it. Oh, okay. So they are, I'm sorry, going back to House of Ho. They're Vietnamese.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's amazing. Love that show. Okay, so I kind of threw out mine, Everwood. Have you ever watched Everwood?
I think a couple episodes.
It's an OG 2002 TV show.
Yeah, it was on the CW.
Yeah. It has like Gregory Smith, who like was a cutie back then. But yeah, I'm rewatching that show and it's really great. When my HBO, and that's where you can actually find it is HBO Max. But my internet's been spotty, so I've been trying to get through it. I think I'm on like season three, and I started like mid last week. So you can tell what I've been mainly doing during quarantine slash dying. It's a fun
Yeah.
time. Juti.
Hi. I put down How I Met Your Mother, and there's
Father.
two, I mean father, and there's two reasons for this. First of all, you know how everyone has like that girl crush?
I know Hillary Duff is for
Yeah.
you.
Hilary Duff is literally, I don't know what it is about her. I think it might be her persona, the way she handles herself, but like damn, I'm here for it. And also Younger was is so it goes Friends, Greek, Younger. I literally love that show so much, and it's so relatable, and it was casted so well, and it was written so well. And I mean, Darren Star wrote Emily in Paris, so I don't know,
Yeah,
it's very, very good.
yeah, I really do like that. Hilary Duff has always been fantastic, though. And I think probably one of the things that I love about Hilary Duff is that she hasn't had like the major decline like most of our favorite Disney people from like the OGs. Like her and JoJo, I think are the two people who I'm at least coming to mind right now who haven't like gone absolutely insane.
Well, I mean, Raven kind of.
Raven kinda.
The
But like, I
Jonas
mean,
Brothers have kept it pretty chill.
yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
But like, I mean, they're not like Amanda Bynes and
Oh,
Lindsay
shut up. I
Lohan,
love
and
Amanda Bynes.
well, I love her too, but I also don't love the stupid heart in the middle of her cheek.
Well, things happen. But
Things
yeah,
happen.
Hilary Duff is definitely my jam. And my favorite interview from her still is that radio broadcast where she literally told us that she was on Tinder and going on dates with people. And then she made that Sparks music video. Loved it. But yeah, she's just so great. But How I Met Your Father is so good right now. And I'm
I
here for
never
it, and I
watched.
wish they would release all the episodes.
I agree. I like the fact that they brought Samantha from Sex and the City on
Yeah,
as.
that was a strange surprise.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be quite fair, I watched what, two episodes of And Just Like That, and I don't really care to continue it because they killed off a major character, and it
Yeah,
just
I only watched
seems.
the first two too.
And you know, they brought back the worst characters. I'm not gonna lie. I cannot stand Miranda. Miranda has always been kind of like, especially watching her in the OG Sex and the Cities, just absolutely annoying. Absolutely
She's
annoying.
like also
Toxic
stuck
trait.
up too.
Stuck up, toxic. I mean, she always treated Steve like
Ooh,
shit.
very toxic.
So incredibly toxic. I actually just watched a clip from TikTok that had a spoiler from the newer season of Just Like That with Miranda being as toxic as ever. And it was directed, of course, to poor Steve, who Steve, like, I don't understand why Steve needs to act like why she has to treat Steve like absolute shit. He doesn't deserve it. All he's ever done is love her unconditionally. So annoying. Miranda, seriously, if you relate to Miranda, you may be toxic. Let that sink in. See a therapist, please. And I mean,
I
like,
would, so I would just like to say, since we're on that topic, You know Chris North?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Big.
I know this might offend you, and I'm just going to say it because I've been thinking about it a lot recently. Chris North looks like the Richard version of Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not offended by it.
Okay.
I understand it.
Okay. Just because
that
like,
makes
we're not
sense.
really a fan of Chris North right now.
Yeah. Chris, you need to double check some life choices. But.
For sure.
But in all seriousness, though, like. Yeah, I don't. I think they brought back the worst characters of Sex and the City. I really only love Samantha. Samantha was always true to who she was. She never apologized for it. And was just incredibly confident. I don't think that I can really say that about Carrie, Charlotte. Charlotte and Miranda probably drove me the most insane. The fact that Charlotte's super controlling. And
yeah.
Is super type A. Not a fan.
For sure.
And toxic traits like Miranda, I'm not a huge fan of.
Okay, well, what is the other one you put down on Netflix? Because we didn't even write that show down, and here we are.
Binging it, yeah, apparently. But no, I watched How I Met Your Father, too, and I also really liked it. Separate side note. Unsolved Mysteries is coming out with a new season. Netflix announced. I'm super jazzed about that. If you've never watched it, it's really interesting. They give you cases that like make zero sense, or like sometimes it seems fictional. Sometimes like this whole town believed in UFOs at one point. Another is, you know, it's a random mix of stuff. You know, like someone had died and had no signs of it, and the way that they died seemed really weird, and they have no idea what happened. Like it's pretty weird. There's some really that's the reason why it's called Unsolved Mysteries, but it's pretty grabbing, I have to say. I'm super excited. They're coming out with another season.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I
That's
just
not
like
all
looked.
murder.
I just like looked through our notes, and I'm like, holy shit, we're not even halfway.
I know. We've got 2 weeks to talk about.
Yeah, sorry ahead of time for this hour and a half long podcast.
We may have to cut some of these and save them, but
no way.
We just want.
We have
yeah,
great,
you know what? I'm
aesthetically
here for it.
Pleasing voices, so it's fine.
Join us.
Grab your blanket and a book, but put the book down because you're listening to us.
Yes, because Judy's a Leo and she needs that attention.
I do. Even when I'm just speaking, I need to know that you're aware of my presence. That sounded
exactly.
So I'm like the least superficial person, but here I am like, just listen to my presence.
You're like, you are great to at least be hearing me. Whereas an Aquarius, we're like,
after Orange Theory, good grief.
Aquarius is just kind of like, meh.
Meh.
I'm here. I showed up. You're welcome.
Okay. I put down Next Level Chef because it's bomb.com and I love Gordon Ramsay. And I love that in this show, he's not yelling quite as much as usual, which is a different side of him that we don't normally see. And I actually appreciate that. It's really fun. It's these three different kitchens. And they compete. There's 15 people. They're on three different teams. It's pretty great. I'm here for it. And yeah, that's all I can really say about that because it's a cooking show. So it's pretty self-explanatory.
And where can we find Next Level Chef?
That is on Fox if you have cable and are rich. Or it's on Hulu next day.
Ah. Yeah, and I think How I Met Your Father is also on Hulu next day.
It's true, but it's a Hulu original, so
You're going to like it.
And if you don't, then unsubscribe from our podcast.
You can see yourself out. We probably should have made that disclaimer, you know, almost an hour ago. That's fine. I'm here for it. I
Okay,
put
we
down
have two movies.
two movies. That's just mine's kind of like a generic overall. Like I posted this on the gram. Favorite Studio Ghibli movies. I've been watching a lot of like Studio Ghibli just because it's like I've watched them. Like so I've been watching kind of my repeats. Just because then I can throw them on, set a timer, fall asleep to them if I need to, like during the day if I need to take a nap because, you know, your girl's sick. So, right now I'm like trying to like lay down and not die. but Studio Ghibli movies are so good to watch, and I'm trying to like try some more. So, if you have any suggestions as far as any other Studio Ghibli movies to watch, I'm going to post it in the gram on getting some inspo. But I was going to say my favorite Studio Ghibli is probably Howl's Moving Castle or Spirited Away. And Judy, yours was Kiki's
Yeah,
Delivery
Kiki's
Service
Delivery Service.
and Castle in the Sky.
Yep.
I haven't
Howl's
seen that
Moving
one.
Castle. Oh no, Castle in the Sky, yeah.
Oh yeah, Castle. It's Castle in the Sky. Yeah. Howl's Moving Castle though. I mean, there's just something about the fact that they added like Billy Crystal. Also, I also would have to say Ponyo is also another one of my favorites.
Oh, they're all so good.
They're all really amazing. But like I watched Ponyo recently because Betty White's in it.
Oh,
I know.
I have to
I know I've
go.
been Everwood has Betty White in it, and I'm like, she really has been influenced in everything that we do.
My parents were watching Golden Girls the other day when I went over, and I'm like, oh, my heart.
I know. My mom and I found The Golden Palace on Netflix, or on Hulu. It is a spin-off series. What I'm only presuming when Dorothy died, they had
Oh.
a spin-off, and it's like Blanche, Rose, and Sophia by a hotel. Yeah. To be continued. I don't want to live in a world where I can't live out without Dorothy's sarcasm, though, because let's be real. If I could pick to be a golden girl, I mean, obviously I would want to be Rose because I love Betty White. But I'm
But you
obviously a
would be
Dorothy.
Blanche. What?
What?
Oh, you're totally Blanche.
I am not a hoe.
Okay, Blanche is way more than that.
Okay. Well, Dorothy is queen of sarcasm, and that is me. Plus, she's tall.
That is true. Who would I be? Madam.
I could see you, Sophia.
Okay, I'll take it.
I love Sophia. Like her character too. Like she's got no filter. And I think that sometimes you have no filter in like the best way. And plus Sophia and Dorothy have like the best punchlines.
It's
I
true. They
feel
really
like.
do feed off each other.
Exactly. They complement each other well. R.I.P. Golden Girls.
Oh, my heart.
I know I love them. And that's not even another show that we put down. My God.
I know. I don't know what's happening to us. We have talked over the last 2 weeks, so it's weird that I don't know. We just get on these tangents and they're like, oh, okay. But so I put down He's All That, which is like it's not a remake of She's All That because no one can do it. And I actually am gonna watch She's All That maybe later because I just am feeling still really offended. But did you ever watch Cobra Kai? Oh my gosh, you're missing out on life.
Like I said, I've been on this like Everwood binge where like Did you not hear how far I've gotten?
Okay, but just take a break and watch one episode of Cobra Kai. But there's an actor in Cobra Kai who was in He's All That. And I mean, he was fine. But it's like a heist. It's based out of high school. But these actors are like in college ages. And I don't know. The whole thing was very theatrical and over the top. And I'm actually the most offended. I am the most offended because, so you know the Kiss Me song?
What Kiss Me song? There's so many songs that say that sound like Kiss Me.
Kiss
That
Me by Sixpence, blah, 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 Sixpence None the Richer? Like the iconic song from
Like
She's
the
All That.
kiss me.
Yes. Yes,
Okay,
yes.
yeah.
They had the audacity to remix it
Why?
for this fucking movie.
Why? Why?
I put in brackets, definitely wasted 2 hours of my life here. I should have added, definitely wasted 2 hours of my life and my boyfriend's life because he watched it with me.
Combined, we wasted 4 hours of our lives.
Gosh. Anyways, I just thought I should put that out for everyone. So it's like a do not watch, a warning, if you will.
And if you like that movie, we're going to need to have a resume provided of why you like it.
There's an option to leave us a message on our podcast, like a voicemail. Gonna need you to do that.
Yeah, we're gonna need to have an interview. We're gonna need to talk.
Okay. This is the first time this has ever happened in our entire podcasting life.
Where we have
We've
everything listed.
both put down things we're doing with our body.
Well, this was also mine like 3 weeks ago because I was prepping and then I got sick.
Okay,
So
so how's it been going?
Has not been because I've been trying to just work. I've been focusing on trying to revive myself. So when I put this down, I was focusing on my gut health, drinking more water, and I have been drinking a lot of water because I am, sick. So trying to drink more water and then chlorophyll. There's some amazing benefits to chlorophyll. Immunity boost, helps with skin. There's a whole list of different benefits for drinking chlorophyll. Unfortunately, it was a little too late for me. I had fallen. But it's, we're trying to like take care of my inner like health versus, like I know I need to work on my exterior health, but like, cleaning my gut and trying to like detox, if you will. I haven't had coffee in so long, Judy. It makes me cry
Oh my
because you know how
gosh.
much I have. I know. I miss coffee. I've been sleeping more because I'm sick, so I don't need coffee. So I'm really sad. But yeah, I haven't had coffee in a while, but drinking more water has definitely been in my forte. Yours?
I put down, I signed up for EveryPlate and I'm so excited. And yesterday, my box didn't come.
So you're less excited.
And I was like, is this a thing? Are you, it is this? So on the so I sign up and you don't like literally don't deliver.
Like my love life.
So just tell me if you've ever heard of this company called Axel Hire.
Can't say I have.
Yeah, can't say anyone has. Their delivery service, kind of like DHL, but less known and
Oh.
independently owned. So, like, people contract through them. They suck. Don't use them. I called them today and I was like, "Hi, what's wrong? Where's my box?" And she's like, "Well, there was a mix-up at the warehouse, so we sent it back to EveryPlate." But it's
Awesome.
EveryPlate's fault, apparently. And I'm like, "So you got the freaking box. There was an issue." And I noticed on their delivery platform, like, it didn't have my apartment number. And I was like, "Oh, well, that's probably the issue." No, they're just dumb. So now I have to wait until next week. I'm super mad. EveryPlate refunded not only my box, but gave me an extra box credit and refunded me shipping. And I'm like, "Okay, but I didn't buy groceries this week." So, ugh.
You're like, that's great. However,
So I went to Cobra Grill and got dinner and lunch for tomorrow.
I love Koba Grill.
So on
Their
Saturday,
gogi pork belly is amazing.
do you want to know what? That's what I got.
Oh my God, stop. Woman of after my own.
It's very exciting. But then I just figured this weekend I'll probably be, because I'm hanging out with Michael for the first time in like 100 years on Saturday.
That's so cute. I
And
love that.
I'm very, very jazzed. I miss his skinny little face.
I just want the record to show that she hasn't mentioned once on the pod that she misses me, but she misses Michael and she's replaced me with John.
First
So
of
I'm.
all, I haven't seen Michael in literally months.
Same.
Next,
Haven't seen you in months. Like, let's be real, it feels like it.
I almost called John my lover, which sounds really weird. So we're gonna move past that. But that's what's up with that situation. So, yeah, I saw you a few weeks ago before you got the vid.
Got the good
So,
man. Yeah.
yeah, that's not really my fault. It's someone else's.
You mean the
And
vid's
once you're
fault?
better,
Let's just blame
obviously
the
you'll
vid.
see each other in person.
If I'm
And
feeling
then
better. Right now I'm
so,
feeling like garbage, but that's fine.
it's going to be fine. This is the best 90 minutes of your life. Don't worry.
Mean, I'm sweating so much.
What a great weight loss opportunity.
I know. I'm like, quick, grab me the saran wrap. I've created my own sauna.
I burned 867 calories tonight during class. My active points went through the roof. Coming for you, Fit Bingo. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you're gonna win this week because I have nothing to give.
Well, I don't. Usually, you win by your anxiety points. So,
Yeah, well, I don't know how much anxiety I'm ex I'm experiencing if I'm, constantly sleeping or laying down.
that's
I did
okay. I
get
can get
Fit
on.
Bingo. Oh wow, I already have 60 minutes. What?
Okay,
Go
you need to be
Sierra.
checking that right now, okay?
You're just jealous.
I had 257, so I'm not that jealous.
Hey, you could spend some this time. That's great.
I used them all already, and I still have a crap load of extra, and that really makes me mad. But,
That's what told
okay.
you me.
I know. So my second one, and I'll give you my journey. The second one that I put down is cutting out all processed sugar for 2 weeks and no Black Rock or coffee shops.
My God, are you okay?
Obviously, you didn't pray for me.
Today I had my own praying to do.
What you put down, I'll pray for you. Okay, so I thought. So this morning is 8 days. And this morning I had a large organic fuel.
So it sounds like it's going well.
I had made it 8 days.
Solid.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
So there's that. But I'm sorry, today was day seven. But it's just I don't know what's wrong with me. I think that my car just wants to go there.
Go where? She's programmed. She knows.
I just wish that I could go there.
You want to be
And
like the Little Mermaid?
no, I just wish I could go there and Miranda, she's one of the newer ones, could be like, Judy, get out of here. We're not giving you your fuel.
You want to be like Little Mermaid? Think about it. I want to be where the people are. I
I want to be where the organic fuels are.
want to see them get their fuel.
No, I don't want to be where the people are. I don't want to have to be through the drive-through line.
Very true. I don't want to see people either.
But so here's my knock on wood new attempt starting tomorrow. So actually pray for me this time.
I'm actually going to start making my fuels at home because I have a lot of my own syrups that I get from Cash and Carry.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
just going to start
called
making them.
Chef's Store now. Yeah,
You know what? Cash and Carry, my heart store can kiss.
even food service was all right. Or smart food service, smart shopping spot. I don't know what it was called. It was
I'm getting
yellow
this
and
stuff going
weird.
through. First of all, I can understand an identity crisis. But to go through one so quickly, it's like you were cash and carry for so long. We all know what you are. You're just trying to be a poser. I miss cash and carry. I just let it be cash and carry. We all know it's still cash and carry. You just keep, having an identity crisis.
Yeah.
It's like Cash and Carry realize that they can be able to change their name legally, like in Friends, and Phoebe changed her name from Phoebe Buffay to Princess Consuela Banana Hammock. Is it not? It's pretty much it.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Okay, I think we have
Wow.
to.
We participated in pet peeves as well. I'm so excited for us. Sierra, go.
Okay, hold on. I'm adding one more because we're going to talk about.
Seriously, this is not the time. Okay, mine was. Is mine the first one? Isn't
Yes.
that funny? So I don't have a time. I don't have a cloning machine, but I run four stores right now with marketing and events and promotions for each store. Sometimes they do them individually, sometimes we do them all together. It's a whole cluster. And I send out very detailed informations with detail questions you might have, answers to those questions. I literally put together an execution guide with FAQ pages for each in-store event we do. There's literally nothing that people don't know. But when I send out an email that huge that has questions that I need you to answer, and you send back a single sentence response that doesn't even have to do with one of the questions, I am the little emoji next to the word pet peeves?
It's literally like, oh yeah, the emoji, the cussed out one with the finger, the middle finger, yeah. The bird. Yeah, I relate to that so much. It's like you couldn't purr, like that's when you have to use lingos, like per my last email or per my FAQ that I put together. I feel that.
I have been doing it in person. So when one of the boys will ask me a question now, I am just like, so per my email, I put in there this and this. Did you read it? Well, no. Well, it's a good thing that you have a saved email box and you can go back and take a look.
Check your inbox. Get back to me in a reasonable hour.
Yeah.
That's yeah. A vibe.
Anyways. My next one isn't very big. It's just my heaters, the small wall heaters, not the baseboard ones, the wall heaters. And apparently they're just really expensive and nobody let me know that before moving here. So
yikes.
Yeah, well, so I did that energy efficient thing. Yeah, I did the energy efficient thing, but I didn't sign up until like 3 weeks ago from PGE when my bill was $117. And when it's like originally $45. And they said that, because usually my kilowatts used is like 250 to 300. My kilowatts used was 800. Just like, okay, so 7 blankets on me. Let's do this. From 5 to 9, I don't run my heat.
Yikes.
So literally, I've had my heat on for 33 minutes, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, it's when you're like, all right, time to warm up the bath and sit in it.
Yeah. That's why I really appreciate sleepovers, because then I have another source of heat.
Duly noted. Okay,
anyways, moving along.
Okay. I want to talk about it. My first one that I want to talk about, it's really just my workplace not giving any fucks about COVID, pretty much. Like, we really don't have many systems in place for COVID anymore because, you know, COVID's over. If anyone would like to see my face, it's me being sarcastic. Just straight face. No. There should be more things to protect their employees from COVID. The only reason why I'm covered this week is because I tested positive. If I didn't test positive, it would be on my own dime. But if it's because I did test positive, I'm covered. But there's nothing really set other than that set in place for COVID to protect their employees. And it's still happening. So I don't understand why this hurts so much doing this. It's still COVID. We're still in COVID. It's not over. You know, Costco takes care of their employees. Why isn't my place of work in doing that for me, you know?
Costco's only taking care of their employees because people made a huge ruckus out of it in the beginning. They were not.
No, actually, they were doing a pretty good job with COVID before then, too. I mean,
no, they had so many breakouts. There were things in the store where people weren't following directions. There were things in the store where people weren't being notified. Maybe it wasn't here in Oregon, but there was a lot of shit that went down with Costco.
Well, I have two siblings who work for two different separate Costcos.
That's why I'm saying it. Probably
not in Oregon, but you know, I got family members who work at Costco, and they're being better taken care of than I am at my place of work, and that sucks. Because you know, a company that prides themselves on good care of their employees. I feel like that's the one thing that they're lacking in, and we're still in a pandemic.
Well, you can't win them all.
No. I really would like to talk about Adam again. I don't know if you guys remember. dating apps, and I had talked to this guy last year, 2 years ago, 2 years ago. And we became friends on TikTok and we were talking. He ghosted me on my birthday. We would refer to him as Adam because we're not going to disclose his real name. Lately, Adam has been sending me more TikToks without really saying anything. So, Judy, I would like to live read you a small conversation I have not yet responded to because I'm just not a fan of this, whatever this is. I'm not a fan. He sent me, so Adam had sent me a TikTok. The last TikTok that I got from him was in November, and I showed you that. Person skiing down a hill to only flip me off. He sent me a TikTok on Saturday that was extremely weird. Judy can be able to say so. Today he sent me two very strange TikToks back to back. At which I responded, "So I take it this is your way of saying you miss me. Not sure how to take this." He responded with, "We had some good chats."
Super. Wait, this is what you just recently said?
Out of
Holy
months and months and
shit.
months of not talking to him.
First of all, I'm so proud of you for your boldness.
I'm just like, so I take it this is your way of saying you miss me?
And he responded, how?
We had some good chats.
That's it? Did he ever send you a dick pic?
No, thank God. But he ghosted me on my birthday. I told him I was at the beach last year with my family because it was my birthday, and he just totally glazed over the fact that I said it was my birthday.
Well, your birthday is
Again,
coming up, so.
I know. From Aquarius babies.
I mean, you never hung out with him.
No.
Okay. Like,
Never went on a
is he
date.
funny? Is he at least sending you funny TikToks?
No, they're
Oh.
extremely weird.
Well, I think that you need to combat this by getting back on dating sites, and I know. I think my friend Olivia feels that way too.
You know what? No, I'm not going back out there. You don't know what it's like.
She
It's
asked
much
me if I
worse.
thought she was shallow for like her selection. She's like, no, you have to be picky in a world like this. Like, you know what you want. You don't need to settle for just like, all right, maybe I can change him, or maybe he's not so bad, or
First of all,
just like
women who think
all the
that they
things.
can. First of all, women who think that they can enter a relationship going, I'm gonna change him, I can help change him, you're lying to yourselves. He's never going to change. Change has to be initiated within, not something that is done for you. So those who think
Literally.
that you can change, lowest of cientos, that is not happening.
All my past relationships.
All of my past
My
relationships.
gosh.
Also being the person who you think that can save him. No. Honey, no. Learn from me. I had an ex who I felt like needed to be saved because of cruddy family situations and circumstances. No, honey, he doesn't need to be saved. You just need to walk away and know you can't win them all. God, I wish I could have told myself that when I first met him. Nope, instead, I got wrapped up into those beautiful eyes.
Oh
Anyway.
dear.
But yeah, I don't know what to do about Adam because it's like, seriously, we had some good chats and that's it. You're just gonna leave me on that? It's like, yeah, you know what? You should miss me. I'm amazing.
Yeah, it's probably better that way that he's gone.
What cracks me up though is that a lot of this, I have, I guess, guys, my exes have come back and stuff like that. They're like, "We, I just miss you." And I'm like, "Well, yeah, because you've probably been in shitty relationships and you realize how, like, I was a gem.
Right.
Lois Santo for you. This is not a vibe for me. I
It's a vibe.
removed the rose-colored glasses." Taking them off.
All right, let's go. Spill the tea.
Okay. Spill the tea. Let's just rapid fire them.
Okay.
Okay. JoJo is engaged.
Leave. Get out right now.
I love your caption.
You're
I'm
welcome.
obsessed with that. Like, I love that for her. As far as another engagement, we have X and MGK. They're engaged too. I have some serious questions though about the engagement ring, however.
I, you know what? Good for them. Okay, at least they're getting engaged.
Well, here's the thing. Did you saw the post that I
Yes,
sent you?
I did. I did. I haven't looked into it. I
So
will have to look into it.
her ring is made out of like it's like magnets, and it has from and I want to see it. I want to see the contraption, but it's made with thorns so that when she removes her engagement ring, it hurts because love is pain.
Well, she agreed to it, so it's
I
fine.
mean, I love that vibe for them. I think that in he even mentioned that the ring. The reason why he picked the two colors, gems was because it's
Yeah.
her birth, stone coming together in a heart shaped together as one. I think it's incredibly romantic, very concerned,
Very concerned. We're also
very.
concerned about Betty White, Bob Saget.
There's been so much loss. One in 2022, we lost Bob Saget. Actually, I think I got a little bit more information from that. They've already had a f his funeral.
Yeah.
I saw that authorities believe that he may have passed away due to a heart attack because of the way that they found him in position.
And the same with Betty White and her stroke. So it's, I
Betty
mean, at
White
least
had a
they're
stroke.
natural.
Betty White had a stroke. 9 or 6 days prior to her dying. Like, I'm sorry, that's where the medical field has failed us. How dare you not keep a
Yeah.
closer eye on the Betty White? Whereas, Bob Saget did have COVID recently.
Yeah, but I mean, it is what it is. It's incredibly sad. We lost two great people.
Yeah, we love. Meme, it was like, we can't handle losing our grandma and our dad. Like, Bob Saget was our dad, our TV dad growing up, and Betty White has been an everything for us. So,
But
yeah.
on another note, someone else's loss is your gain. Because Jason,
Momoa. Okay, so like, how
I
soon
love
do
that
I need
you
to
know where I
butt?
was going with that.
Book a ticket to get on that body. Did I type on that?
I
I
can't believe
said.
you wrote that.
So I remember saying Sierra needs to book a ticket.
And
That's where I remember
I
saying. And then you. Okay, so Jason Momoa and Lisa Bronte have split up after 16 years of being together. They were. However, I think that they've been married for five, right?
I don't know.
Something like that. Like they've been together for a long time. They have two kids, but he's now single, and all the single ladies are flying to. In other weird news, Demi Lovato shaved her head and got a Black Widow tattoo in memory to honor her grandma and her grandma spider. I have some, and it's on her skull. I don't think I mentioned that. It's a tattoo of a spider on the side of her skull. I
Yeah,
don't like it.
she's a wild, he's they're a wild one.
They are, did I say she? I feel so bad because I really want to be good with pronouns. That's a really weird choice for them.
Yes.
Not a fan.
Next.
Kim unfollows Miley Cyrus after the New Year's party with her and Pete.
Yep.
You know, there's so much tea and things going on there. It's like they just want to be in the headlines.
Dude, we could talk about the Kardashians forever. So, my idea for add to cart is that we put it on the gram.
I like that for us.
Because people need to see my weighted blanket for one. Do you like how I made this all about me? Second of all, you know we're going to talk about these forever.
Forever and ever. Also, the only thing I want to mention is that you put down Valentine's Day is coming. And then you said what to get your beau. And then I added on to that, you know, I'm single and have no more fucks to give. How dare you?
I'm very sorry. I know that it's cliche and I don't want to be proposed to on Valentine's Day, but around
Do not pull a Phoebe.
the love, like
Don't
I what
pull a Phoebe
what's
where
pull
she's like,
Phoebe?
oh, that's so tacky when Mike's trying to propose to her on the big screen at the game, and then she just keeps blowing it for him.
Okay, first of all, John is going to propose to me on a sports board in an arena that we don't go to.
Yeah, but you're putting that you don't have him to propose to you on Valentine's Day. First of all, that's
I
not
just
bad.
feel like it's cheating.
My parents have two wedding anniversaries. They got married on Valentine's Day. They eloped, and then they actually had like a wedding like later in the year. So they have two wedding engagement or like two wedding anniversaries.
That's really cute. There's no way that there's no way that he is per it's all right. I've moved
Putting
on.
that into the universe, let it go.
Thanks for bringing that into our pod.
Let it be.
Oh dear.
Okay, yeah, we'll add all of our things that we're adding to cart, or at least considering adding to cart, on the gram, because we have shared 2 weeks worth of thoughts and news and things that are
Not
going on in our
even 2 weeks,
lives.
because we could literally keep going. But
We
for
could
the
definitely
sake
keep
of
our
not
sanity.
making this an audible book,
And Sierra really needs to rest because, oh my God, I'm dying. I just want
understand.
to lie down, curl
And I
up.
should actually, go to work at an appropriate time tomorrow. So here we are.
But yeah, we really missed you guys, as you can clearly tell. Thank you, of course, for listening to us. We're gonna post so much on the
Yes.
gram. Check us out there. We also have a Facebook page if you ever wanna like us on there. But thank you for coming to laugh with us. I hope you have a great rest of your week. We both wish you have a great rest of your week. Pray for Sierra in the vid.
Pray for Judy and not going to BlackRock.
I got you, girl. I'll be sending you good vibes your way.
Thanks. Start with tomorrow.
I'm gonna start tracking you. Don't worry. If I'm not working tomorrow, I'll just be like, Judy, I
Bad
see
you
where you're
can't see
at. Go
like,
home.
too bad you can't see like retroactive because I know that you're not going to be awake at 7 in the morning. So,
This is true. No, that's not Sierra's vibe.
no, but I'm going to
But
try really hard.
You got this. Okay. Well, speaking of you got this, you guys, this week, you got it. I'm just going to manifest it for you. Hope you guys have
Love
a great rest of
it.
your week. We'll catch you next time. Okay. Bye.
Bye.